Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday, Filler Pack, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Patriots Friday, Mike Onwenu will join us in, I think, the 1 o'clock hour. That's typically where he joins us.
All right, Big Mike.
Thumbs up back there. Do we have
thumbs
any estimate
on the
time?
Thumbs up in the back.
Onwenu?
Sounds about right.
Okay.
TBD
yeah, is no typically doubt. What that is. Patriots very
just don't go anywhere. And then that way you won't miss Mike Onwenu.
You hear that?
Oh, I do hear it.
Keefe's keys to Pats and Bills. We already gave you some thoughts on the game, but don't lock in anything.
No.
Until you hear all the keys.
It
they come
change.
Your way at 1 o'clock. Plus, we got the week in review at 12:45. But the Friday 4-pack brought to you by New Car Toyota and Hyundai of North Kingstown. You remember Tarbox?
Yeah.
It's now New Car Hyundai and Toyota in North Kingstown. Same great people, same great place with thousands of vehicles. You can discover why everyone loves a new car. 4-pack of questions, Bill, on Patriots and Bills. What's up first?
Better duo, Stephon Diggs and Travion Henderson, or Khalil Shakir and James Cook?
Pats duo.
So you know what? As much as I think the Patriots overall receivers, running backs, tight ends are better, if you're only taking two, I think James Cook is clearly the best non-quarterback on offense. So
yeah,
I think
that's
probably true. I think I would side with them. Because Travion Henderson hasn't been super consistent. I love Steph Diggs. He's way better than Khalil Shakir. But I feel like James Cook is significantly better than both those other guys. So I'd actually take that. As soon as you add a third player, it's Pats for me. Fourth player, fifth player, it's definitely Pats. But I think James Cook's that good. I think he's like a top five running back in the league.
I would take the Pats duo, and it's no disrespect to James Cook. It's just Khalil Shakir is such a schmeh, and I like him. He's a very solid, fine receiver.
Fine. Yeah.
But yeah, I'd take the Pats duo there.
He's like a Pop Douglas.
I think Diggs...
I don't think Shakir's even that much better than that.
Tell me if you like this logic.
All right.
I think Diggs is closer to Cook than Shakir is to Henderson. Is that a fair way to look at it, or do you just disagree with that?
I would disagree. I think Cook is like... threatening to be an all-pro.
Oh, so you're disagreeing with that gap, not the Henderson to Khalil Shakir gap.
Yeah, no, not that one as much. I just think...
You just think Cook is that much better.
Yeah, like, no knock on Steph Diggs, but we're saying, like, if this, that, and the other thing happens, he might squeeze out 1,000 yards. Like, I love Diggs, but, like, what is James Cook going to end the season with?
He might pass Taylor for most rushing yards.
Yeah.
Oh, Taylor, with Phillip Rivers, Taylor's going to slow down.
So right now, if you just do the projections, he is on pace for a 1,700-yard rushing season.
Yeah. That's good.
That's good.
Oh, it's good?
It's good.
Oh, that's great.
That's fine.
That might lead the league. Yeah. The other guy there, it's not just James Cook or Steph Diggs. I got to deal with Khalil Shakir and the other
piece. Yeah, but Khalil Shakir might have, like, I don't know, 700 yards. Diggs might have 800. Like, it's not that much.
Diggs
is better. Trust me, I like Diggs way more.
Taking stats out of it, who would you rather have?
Oh,
and I think if you put stats into it, how much better is he really than Booty and Hollins? And is he even better than Booty and Hollins? Like, where would he be
Shakir?
Where would he be in the receiver room?
Honestly, I wouldn't even really want him. But I'm just saying, I think right now, and Henderson could continue to get better, but right now the gap between Cook and Henderson is huge.
Okay, I'll take the Pats. Right. He's got the Bills. What else, Billy?
Will Josh Allen be a Hall of Famer?
Yes. Small hall guys.
I am a small hall guy, but I say yes.
No.
I think there's room. I think they love quarterbacks, and we'll see what happens with this wave. Obviously, Phillip Rivers is going to come off the ballot. But if guys like Eli end up getting in, and if who's the other one? Like Breeze, obviously. Like all these guys get in. Josh Allen already has one MVP, one runner-up MVP, a third and a fifth place finish, and he's not even 30. So yeah, I think he gets in the Hall of Fame.
How many quarterbacks? And this, I mean, maybe I should have done my research. How many quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame haven't won a Super Bowl? Like Marino. And I'm sure there are more, like Rivers is a good one. There are probably more than I'm thinking of.
All right, so Dan Marino never won. Dan Fouts never won. Did Fran Tarkenton? Or he did?
Fouts is in the Hall of Fame.
Fouts in the Hall of Fame.
Tarkenton didn't win.
All right, Fran Tarkenton. Warren Moon.
Yep. I'd have none of those guys in my Hall of Fame. I'm sorry, Marino. I'd have. I'd have none of the other guys. Rivers I wouldn't put in. So you got to win. I mean, to me, you're a quarterback. You have to win a Super Bowl, or you better be Dan Marino. Like short of that. I don't know if he's that, so I would say no. No, I don't think he's going to win, so no.
Dan Marino won how many MVPs? One. Yep. So, yeah, I think Josh Allen will get in. I think it's probably a little bit easier at a high-profile position
but
like that.
Will he get in, I guess? And you're asking will he.
Wasn't that the question?
But it is, but now I'm changing it. But my Hall of Fame, I wouldn't put him in for that reason.
But I'm not putting him in, like, today. Like, if he retired Andrew Luck style, he's not getting in.
Right.
But I think he's going to have a handful more years similar to what he's done, and then, therefore, I think he would get in.
Okay. I say no. Wow, we disagreed on each of these.
Oh, my God.
Embrace
a real
debate.
Fight over
Embrace
here. It's like
debate,
old Skip
Keith.
And Stephen A.
That is true. Kellerman and Stephen A.
Oh, yeah. Who else?
Janet Sharp and Stephen A.
Cam Newton and Stephen A, famously.
Yeah, it really is like that. What else, Billy?
If the Bills don't win the Super Bowl this year, what should they do?
I think they got to get a new GM.
Oh, yeah. So I was just going to say fire McDermott. Duh.
Probably McDermott. Yeah, McDermott's out. I have no allegiance to McDermott. You got to get Josh Allen a wide receiver. Like you have to. That was one thing. And then their defense has to get better, too.
So when you say get him a receiver, you mean trade for
somebody
a veteran?
Good.
Trade for a veteran who I don't know who the free agent receivers are. Diggs could potentially be one. I don't think he's going back there.
I'm not sure who it is. I'm sure there'll be a list again.
But you're not saying like draft one highly, right? You're saying go get like an established
guy.
No,
I wouldn't do that. Like look at the difference that Davante Adams has made for Matt Stafford. Now they already had Puka Nacua, so like they don't have that, the Bills. But I'm saying like Josh Allen's going to be 30. And draft and developing, you just tried it with Keon Coleman. That seems like a swing and a miss. If there's somebody there, great. But I think you also need to add somebody else and see if he can get going. Like, I don't know who that guy is. Like,
okay, so
the Steelers just got DK Metcalf. There's been some names moving.
Let me give you some names. So if Justin Jefferson gets all pissy in Minnesota,
oh my God,
that's like a really high-end one. What about
AJ Brown?
Okay. Oh, sorry. Duh.
Sure.
Great one.
AJ Brown.
Didn't even think about
one.
That. I was about to say Pickens, who I think the Cowboys are going to franchise. But
Slim
like,
Pickens. Yeah.
Somebody like that.
Also, see if Brian Daboll will come back and be the OC. Right. Like, I don't think you want him to be your head coach, but I know Josh Allen won the MVP last year, but his real breakout year where he almost won the MVP, it was Daboll, and they seem to be not loving. But, was it Joe Brady up there?
Yep. Joe Brady's the play caller. So pretty much your answer is burn it down outside of Josh Allen.
Yeah,
which
and
I
Cook, who you know I like.
No, there. But like, no new GM, new
I
coach.
I think they have to.
Big ticket wide receiver.
Because this isn't
this
just,
current GM hates receivers. He's like on record. He doesn't even
he
like
doesn't.
Him. So,
but this is another. This is a team that has finally. They didn't even have to go through Mahomes this year, so or Burrow. So that's what, like obviously things are like. Let's say they get to the Super Bowl and lose to the Rams. Then you could probably make a good case you don't burn it down.
Text line literally just said
did they really?
If the Bills lose
52-50
to the Rams on the last play of the Super Bowl, do they need to do all that? Maybe not in that specific scenario.
No, not that. I think because if they played the Rams, they'd probably be an underdog, and it would also be their first Super Bowl appearance. So, no, to their point, no, I wouldn't do that. But if they don't make it out of the AFC this year and they end up losing to either Bo Nix, Drake May, or C.J. Stroud, like, when else would it be more open for you?
Yeah, I think the window's kind of shut, but that doesn't mean you stop trying. I think if they can't win this year, and I don't think they're going to, I think the window's kind of shut, but again, that doesn't mean you stop trying. And so you start with the head coach, add the GM to the list, and then, Josh Allen needs some help.
He does. He needs some help.
Because as you said yesterday, the Patriots stopped giving receivers to Brady at a certain point. They stopped giving Mahomes, certainly, some of these weapons.
Yeah, but at least those guys have won multiple Super Bowls.
Right. This guy's never won. He hasn't proven he can win without that.
I know.
So get him that. What's the last one, Bill?
Will a team ever lose four straight Super Bowls again?
No. No way. I mean, there's that long streak where I think it's been broken, but teams that lose the Super Bowl wouldn't even get back to the playoffs, right, let alone get back to the Super Bowl.
So
that's tough to do.
I agree. You're not going to get four in a row. Could you get another?
Plus four straight losers. Because right. maybe you get a win. The other conference is bad that year. Like, if you're that good to get there four straight times, my guess is you find a way to win one of them.
In theory, the Chiefs could still get to a fourth straight. I don't think they're going to, but they could.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's. Yeah, no.
But it wouldn't all be losses.
It does not seem like they will.
So I do you think there could be another, because I'm with you, there won't be four consecutive losers like Buffalo. That takes a special kind of giant loser.
It's amazing.
But could you get, like, the Vikings that kind of lost four in a smaller amount of time? Did Elway get to three and lose before he got back? I think Elway was three.
Yeah, he might have.
So, like, can you get something like that, maybe?
I would say...
Like a guy who keeps getting there?
I would say one rung earlier, like when the Eagles went to four straight conference championship games. That's more likely. But there's so much parity in the league. Like, that's... We talked about that a lot this season. When you take a look at the standings, and I know they're not there anymore, but a week ago it was the Bears and the Patriots were the number one seeds after being, you know, in the case of the Patriots, terrible last year. The Bears finished really poorly. They both had new coaches. It seems like there's a lot of turnover where even having the stud MVP quarterback right now isn't guaranteeing you anything.
More quarterbacks who didn't win who are in the MVP, in the Hall of Fame, rather. Archie Manning is in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, probably. They love the Mannings.
Gross.
They love them.
And Jim Kelly. We forgot about Jim Kelly.
Oh, Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly is a pretty obvious one. Should Jim Kelly be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if Archie Manning's in the Hall of Fame.
Is he not? That's what the text line claimed.
I don't think he is.
I ran with it. He shouldn't be.
Archie Manning.
You better be really,
he's
really,
not in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, good. Really, like an all-time difference-making quarterback like Dan Marino, if you're going to never have one at quarterback. Like, honestly, that's pretty high on my list for any Hall of Famer, but especially...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Especially quarterback, if you haven't won, you better be, again, Marino. And maybe Allen is that. Maybe I'm too down on Allen, as you said, to be the same amount of MVPs no matter what Allen does.
All right, I got the list of quarterbacks now. Sammy Baugh.
He must have won. Maybe not a Super Bowl, but at least a championship.
Earl Clark? Yeah.
Okay.
You got him in there?
Nope.
Not my
Hall of Fame.
Jimmy, wait, what list is this? This is outrageous.
Gemini list?
This double isn't check the this right list.
Slinging Sammy Baugh sounds right. I don't know.
All right, here we go.
Ones.
Oh, yeah. This was quarterbacks / running backs, which guys, I guess they played both. That's like from the 30s. All right, let me scroll down.
Yeah,
Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
He won. George Blanda. Okay. Terry Bradshaw.
Yep.
Len Dawson.
Yep.
John Elway.
One.
Brett Favre.
One.
Dan Fouts.
I think I found a list of 10.
Okay.
No, there's more. I got it right here.
No, he's saying 10.
No, the list of 10 that haven't won.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's Tuffy cool. Lehman, Sammy Baugh, Ace Parker, Y.A. Tittle, Charlie Trippi.
Yeah, but hang on. Some of those are guys who didn't win Super Bowls. The Super Bowl didn't exist. Like,
yeah,
those don't
but they
count.
Didn't exist because
they
no
won championships.
Like Fran Tarkenton.
Yeah, Tarkenton
and then
counts.
Fouts, Marino, Warren, Kelly.
Yeah, so it is a smaller group, but.
It is smaller.
I probably have none of those guys in there outside of Marino.
Mm-hmm.
Tuffy Lehman's had 26 pass attempts in his career.
How many did he complete?
He got a good player.
12 for 198 yards.
12 for 26 in his career.
Put him in.
Philip Rivers
but
is like
Belichick
praying.
Could give Phillip you a Rivers tight hour for that this on weekend. Why that guy was effective as a quarterback. Yeah, so it really is. But also, we've started to see some of these guys, like, I'm not putting Eli Manning in over.
No, that's fine, too. Yeah, you don't need to just put in guys who won and were kind of dragged along by their team. I would skew towards a player like Eli over Phillip Rivers, though.
I would
give the benefit of the doubt to a guy who especially won twice over a guy who never won anything in his life.
All right, if you had you were forced to bet one PS5 on the following.
PS5? Okay, my God.
You have to bet it.
Okay.
You can't, like, hold on to it or split it.
Yeah. I can't say no bet.
No bet. You have to bet it. You're only given the PS5 in order to bet it.
Oh, good.
Are you going to bet that Josh Allen wins a Super Bowl in his career or Joe Burrow wins a Super Bowl in his career?
Oh, I would bet on Allen in that scenario.
Yeah, it's funny because it doesn't feel realistic that either franchise could win, Bills and Bengals. Doesn't mean they have to play their whole careers for the team, but like.
I thought you were going to ask me Allen or Lamar. I would say Lamar for that one. But
those three guys think Lamar's the best chance to win a Super Bowl?
He's in the best situation out of all of them.
Yeah.
Best franchise, best situation.
Even though Burrow's the only one who's been there, I would probably go Allen, Lamar, Burrow.
I would go Lamar, Allen.
Okay.
Burrow, but whatever.
What about
Burrow
Drake?
Best. Drake, top of the list.
Drake at the top.
Yeah, he's going to win this year.
Yeah.
He's going to win it this year. It's not even going to be a debate
That's
anymore.
He's only
this
a couple
year.
Months away from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, seriously. Johnny is in Brooklyn on our C's conversation. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking the call. Just real quick, you know, the NBA season is pretty long. And if you look back at last year, 25 games in, I had it open. I was only going to go back 1 year because I'm a little lazy. But I think the Brooklyn Nets. And who else? A couple of these teams that ended up being pretty bad were around the Celtics, win-loss record this way through. So I don't believe in them, and I'm here for the tankathon. Thanks, guys.
Okay, he wants them to tank.
There's no way. I don't like that. I disagree with it. Here's why.
Just know what tankathon means, though. Tankathon means you get to like 13 or 14 in the lottery. That's what that means, and then you hope the ping pong balls bounce you all the way to one.
Oh, he wants that.
Well, that's the only thing that's realistic. They're never going to be the worst team in the league.
No kidding. So they have 15 wins right now.
Yeah.
There are, I would argue, three teams that might not even get to 15 wins
on the year.
The Wizards have three. The Pelicans have four right now.
Yeah.
So how many wins are they getting to?
The
Celtics could lose out and have a better record than those teams.
Also,
the Pacers have six.
Also,
the Nets have six.
Tatum's coming back. Like, people who are like, oh, don't bring Tatum.
One-on-one.
No, no. People who are like, don't bring Tatum back.
Well, oh, he's coming back.
Tell that to him. He clearly wants to come back. It's important for him to come back and play. He's going to be back. So whenever he comes back, he may not be vintage Tatum.
Yeah.
He's going to be back. They're not going to be that bad.
Yeah.
If you want to tell me maybe they sneak their way into the lottery because they lose in the play-in, fine. Then you're talking they're like 14 or something like that. Maybe. But they're not. You're right. The Wizards may not win 15 games all year, and the Celtics already have 15.
Yeah.
They could lose out, and the Wizards may not catch them.
Wait, so he said the Nets had the same record? So
he said close to, recall his wording. Was it not?
They were 10-15.
Well, that's close. I think
Celtics are 15-10.
I think that, well, he's stretching the realm of closeness.
Okay.
There.
Well, I disagree. They're not in a tank situation. You might not buy them as a championship team, but I think they've clearly proven they're a playoff team, and that's with or without Tatum. But I agree with you. I think you will at some point have Tatum.
Okay. Super Bowl wins for Eli, but that's because his receivers made crazy catches. Not really what he did. The Manningham catch was like. That was not like an all-time crazy catch. The Tyree catch, I'll give you.
Tyree catch was silly.
The Manningham catch was like a brilliant playing catch.
That was a dart. That was a dart.
So like, if you want to say the Tyree one is fluky, 100%. The Manningham one?
Dart.
That was an awesome play.
No, that was a good throw.
A scamper.
I hate him, but that was a good throw.
Wasn't a scamper.
No, he doesn't do a lot of scampering.
It was a dart.
Although he somehow got out of the grasp there.
Should have blown the whistle. Should have blown the whistle on that one.
Protect the player, ref. One time.
617-779-7937. All your phone calls there. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking down on Will Fleming like an episode of 24. It is
getting there.
Beep boop. Beep boop.
I know.
Beep boop. We are under 5 hours for the
happen.
Red Sox to do something to make us smile. Let's get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.